The first one is, I think, even beyond the world of tech, maybe the worst acquisition or merger in world history.
Mm.
It is, to this date, one of the biggest acquisitions in American corporate history. I think it is the biggest and undeniably a failure. And that was AOL and Time Warner back in 2000.
Well, this is just staggering because of the numbers, right?
$162 billion merger.
Yeah. Which is a significant chunk of change.
Well, consider the fact that we've been talking ad infinitum about Microsoft buying Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, again, the biggest acquisition that Microsoft has done.
Mm.
And that...
half the size.
That's half the size.
And 25 years later as well.
Exactly. But there's actually a lot of interesting stuff going on there. So Time Warner, owner of Warner Brothers, a gigantic content business. AOL being America Online, the premier ISP of the early internet, consumer internet era in America. And this speaks to what the dream was at the time, which is that everybody thought that ISPs, internet service providers, like the people that were actually providing broadband and connecting it to people's homes, were going to call the shots for the future of the internet and the future of like technological development.
Well, yeah, and well, in AOL's case, it was like dial-up at the time as well, right? Like, but yeah, it was like if you were the gateway to the internet, then the vision was, and it wasn't actually exclusive to Time Warner and AOL, but it was like the vision was you could bundle with your, like, you know, I pay whatever, $50 a month for my internet access, but like, what if I could bundle in there, like, yeah, access to kind of content and services, and basically the ISPs would be this gateway to the internet where you also bought all your content and your cable TV and blah, 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 blah. And they were basically like your portal to the internet, which AOL did a good job of because everyone's, especially in America, you know, you hear, well, you used to hear the memes, not so much anymore, that like you'd get AOL discs mailed to you, like free AOL CD-ROMs that you put in your computer and like installed the AOL kind of homepage or whatever.
That's right.
And like an AOL program, which again, thinking back to it, like, that is insane that people would just like get a free CD in the mail and just put it in their computer and install it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just like getting Age of Empires in a box of Nutri-Grain.
Yeah, exactly. But like that idea then was, because at the time that your default homepage, I think, was like seen as basically like that was the battleground.
That's about, yeah, you want to be the homepage. Yahoo wanted to be your homepage.
Mm.
And Google entered the battleground at the time when that was still the case. And Google becoming the homepage of your computer was what they wanted to be.
Yeah.
They wanted you to, before it became the default for everybody at all times, you know, they were trying to replace Yahoo, AOL, all these other platforms be the place.
And they won because the difference was like, while AOL and friggin' Yahoo and whatever was like, we want to be the homepage by just like providing content and media and like this kind of, you can see how there's like some vertical integration play here with like, oh yeah, that's what people want. They want to open up the internet browser and just have like this media and we can, you know, incorporate subscriptions into that homepage versus Google, which was actually providing a valuable service because at the end of the day, media and content is free to publish on the internet. There's zero marginal cost once it's produced for you to like distribute it. And obviously, that meant that there was going to be a shitload of content for various people and the company. So Google, instead of providing you with, you know, here's an array of content you may or may not like, were like, we will organize all of the information on the internet because we know you've opened this actually for like a purpose rather than to just surf the web.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. No, and we saw the earlier vision for the internet play out, not just with AOL and Time Warner, but also if we think about the Australian context, you know, Telstra for a very long time have thought about themselves as being the gateway to the internet. Yeah. Even the fact that Telstra had the cable offering with Foxtel and all these other ISPs also had like a cable TV provider in the US as well.
Yeah.
But again, the idea that like we are bringing the cable to your house.
Yeah.
We're going to be the gatekeeper for that and we're going to give you all this content. Didn't play out that way, as you
said.
Well,
yeah. Like, because people don't use the internet for... I mean, nowadays with Netflix and stuff, we kind of do more, but people didn't use the internet for kind of subscription TV content or whatever.
Yeah. It took us a while to loop back to that.
Mm.
And now that we are doing it, the people that are actually providing that are like Netflix, Apple, Amazon.
Yeah.
So the people that have the platforms And again, it has almost nothing to do with who is connecting the cable to your house and providing you with
exactly.
the internet.
Telecommunications.
That's completely commoditized.
Totally. It's just an infrastructure layer. It's not, there isn't a synergy or a direct synergy between providing the actual content and the cables.
Exactly. And the hangover from this has been going on for a very long time. Like Verizon owning a bunch of like online content brands, AT&T now own Time Warner.
Mm.
There's still like this hangover, this idea that we are, you know, beaming the content to your phone.
Mm.
We should have some control over the content that's being produced. Hey, Raph.
Hey, James.
Did you know that you can get an extra episode of Down Round every single week on top of the one that you're already getting?
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, yeah, obviously you know, but the person is... I'm using you as a vessel to explain.
Sorry, as I'm the listener. No, go on, tell me more, James. How much does it cost?
A mere $7 a month, Raf.
Okay, where do I go to find out more about this?
You go to downround.net.
Okay, I want it.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I feel like I'm missing out by not having it.
Exactly. No ads. Second episode per week. And a few other little goodies that are coming down the pipeline as well. Head to downround.net.
Downround.net.
And sign up to Downround Premium.